This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Give the Lord a big hand of praise this morning. Father, we thank you for this great time that you have given us. As your word declared, better one day in your presence than thousand elsewhere. Lord, we are so convinced in our heart that you are here in our midst. And, oh God, you are in full control of everything. Lord, we just want to say thank you, for in your presence there is always fullness of joy. Somebody said hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Good morning, everyone. It's such a joy to see you. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know all of you, you are blessed. Amen. As Pastor David already said, today is a special day in a sense that we are having a baptism service. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how many people are getting baptized this morning, but one thing I want you to know, the Bible tells us, if only one, somebody said one, if only one person gave her life to Christ through baptism in heaven, there's a lot of joy. Give the Lord a hand of praise for that. Hallelujah. So, this is a great time for us to rejoice. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Something I want to bring to the attention of every and each one of you here. It's about the greatest love ever manifested on this earth through God, our Creator. When we talk about baptism, it's not just for those who are getting baptized. I really like what Pam said. It's a time for every one of us to bring our mind, our thinking, where we can renew ourselves in the great work that God has done for you and for me and for every one of us, even for this world. Going to the book of John chapter 3, verse 16, which is something very, very, very familiar to all of us. Amen. Where it says, God so loved the world. You are the world. I am the world. We are the world. God so loved the world that he has given us his only, somebody say only, his only begotten son. So whoever believe in him shall never perish, but have eternal life. Life in abundance, life to the full. People all over the world, in every corner of the world, people, they are struggling for their life. Spending a big amount of money just to survive. Amen. How many people, even in doing so, they fail. Amen. We thank God that you and me, if we are here, we are here just because of the love of God. Come on, say, brothers and sisters, God loves you. Many times we take the love of God for granted in doing whatever we want, whatever we like, working in sometimes in our own ways. God has chosen you. God has appointed you. You are someone very special. You are someone very precious in the eyes of God. No matter what people think about you, no matter what people talk about you, oh, maybe what you yourself, you think about you, but I'm telling you, you are precious in the eyes of God. Turn to somebody and say, hey, you are precious in the eyes of God. Yes, I am. Hey, hallelujah. God loves you. If I have to give testimony about myself, too long. Amen. Where I come from, it's a long way. In the year 1979, back home, when I just met Jesus in my life, I became a Christian. Few months later, I was baptized. It was on the 12th of March, 1979. It's still in my mind. It's fresh. Hello? How many of you still remember the day you were baptized? Hello? Come on, brothers and sisters. I still remember. And I can just visualize how I was this time. My hair was rasta, and I was wearing my, how you call it, earring. I wasn't like that. I was, for me, I was looking good, but in the eyes of God, not good. Oh, not good. I'm not against whatever sort of hair you have or hearing. No, I'm not against. I'm talking about these days. And I still remember the day I was getting baptized. By the time I was about to get into the, how do you call it, baptism? Yeah. The man of God, the pastor, he was just before he immersed me into that room, he just said to me, David, you are very smart. Oh, I was very proud about that. You are very smart. Good-looking man. I was boasting. Then he said, good that you are giving your life to Christ today. But you know that in giving your life to Jesus, you are becoming a new creature. In the book of Corinthians, it said, those who are in Christ, they are a new creature. All things is passed away, and everything is new. He said again, you are a good-looking man, but now something has to change. You need to change your hair, remove your Oh, come on. For me, I was looking great, attracting a lot of beautiful girls. Now I have to remove this hair, remove the hearing and so on. Very strange. But praise God, the day I was baptized, the next day, I went to the barber shop and get all done, remove. When I look at myself, I said, wow, now I'm much better. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, baptism is something very, very serious. It's not something that we do because the pastor make an announcement. No. It's not something that we do because we want to please our mom, dad, or whoever. Getting baptized is something symbolic. Amen. Getting baptized is where you are identifying yourself with the one who died on the cross of Calvary. Somebody said amen. How many of you know the Bible said we are all sinners? Amen. We were all sinners. But Christ, he came all the way from heaven as a perfect sacrifice to give his own life for you and for me, just to forgive us all our sin, to justify us, to remove every condemnation, amen, to give us a place in his heart, to accept us and to make us his people. Give the Lord a hand of praise for that. We are living in a days where baptism has become something commercialized. Do you know what I mean? I don't know much about here in Australia, but I know a bit back home. When we talk about baptism in Mauritius, people talk about a party. Party. Celebration. Drinking. Dancing. Lot of things. You know what I mean? So, this is what is happening now in this world where we are. The word baptism in itself means what? Emerging. Amen. But all over the world, people has changed the word baptism. Some people, you buy a new shoes. Oh, I'm baptizing my shoes. You buy a house, I'm baptizing my house. If you understand the real meaning of baptism, you should have take your shoes and immerse it in the water. Take your house, take your car. Oh, come on. God is good. God is good. God is good. And all the time, he is. Yes, praise God. In the book of Romans, chapter 6, the writer of the book of Hebrews, he was talking about foundation. Foundation of our walk with Christ Jesus, and also our responsibility to move into maturity. What I want to say, brothers and sisters, is baptism in itself is one among the foundation of a Christian life, of the church. Amen. This is why Jesus said, if you believe, you shall be baptized. Amen. Hello? Hello? If you believe, you shall be baptized. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Requirement to be baptized is not just a nice dress. If you got one, praise God. Requirement for baptism is not inviting all your parents, families at home, having a great party. No. If you want to do it, no problem. You want to You want to share your joy with other people? It's okay, all right. Requirement for baptism is not about a lot of things I can say. But the main requirement for baptism is repentance. Hello? Repentance. You can be baptized if you are not repenting of your sin, of whatever things you have done. It's nothing. So in a sense, it means that baptism is not a change of religion. Baptism is not a change of culture. Baptism is not a change of many things we can see. Amen? But baptism is something very serious, which start from our heart. Amen? Hello? Start from our heart. The day I was baptized, 1 week before, not just the same day, but 1 week, maybe more than that. But I'm just telling you, 1 week before I got baptized, I feel such an excitement within me. How many of you has ever experienced this kind of things? Oh, come on, come on, come on. I feel such an excitement within me. Oh, I can't wait. Even at night, I can't sleep. I can see a lot of things. I can see heaven open. I can see the mighty hand of God upon me. I can see myself a new people, a new creature. Hello, praise God. So baptism, requirement for baptism is repentance. A sincere repentance. Amen. Hallelujah. Where you yourself, you're saying, the world behind me now. Amen. The cross before me. Hello. Behind me. The world. The cross behind me. Before me. The. So long, I have not sung that song. Anyway, you know what I mean. Hallelujah. So repentance is about baptism is about repentance, sincere repentance, and about the confession of our sin. Amen. I just move quickly. Hallelujah. I already said that baptism is where we identify ourselves with Christ, the one who died on the cross. We identify ourselves with his death, with his burial, with the resurrection of Christ. Romans chapter 6, Colossians chapter 2, we can go further and see. Where we acknowledge Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, the one who died on the cross for us. Amen. Something else before I close. By the time you are getting baptized, you're going underwater, you are putting to death the old sinful nature and you are rising out of the water, symbol of resurrection, where the old nature died completely. And we receive, as we said in the book of Corinthians, we raise and we receive a new nature that will live forever and ever. So baptism is not something that comes from us, from a church, from a pastor, but baptism is something that comes from God himself. Hello? Hello? Come from God himself. By closing, I would like to say, are you blessed this morning? Hello? Are you blessed by the word? I just want to say something. With your permission, Pastor David. Hello? Listen to me. I'm asking your permission. By the time we are talking about baptism, so as far as I know, we have already two candidates. If anyone sitting in this room right now, you feel that God is talking to you and you said, what about me? Never too late. Amen. You can do it now. You agree with me, Pastor? You can do it now. And we will help you. I'm not forcing anyone. But this is the word of God. Because we never know what can happen tomorrow. Amen. This is the best decision that someone can make in his life. You can buy a house tomorrow, say, oh, this is not good. You buy a car, oh, but the best decision in your life is to give your life to the Lord. Let's stand up together, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. To conclude, I just want to say, congratulations to the candidates who are getting baptized this morning. They are demonstrating their love and their commitment to God himself. Give the Lord a big hand of praise this morning. Father, we just want to say thank you for your love that has been manifested in such a way towards every one of us that, Lord, tonight, today, we are called, oh, children of God. Our name is written in the book of life. We have the hope and the hope of glory. Praise the Lord.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombol Christian Fellowship.